Okay, here we go. Another Could Be the Move podcast. I'll give you guys a quick little warning right now. No Jeff.
No Jeff.
Just Jackie and Bobby.
Here we are.
Jackie, your dream is coming true.
This is not my dream.
To finally have a 101 podcast with Bobby D.
This will be an interesting one.
You excited?
Yeah, it'll be a great time.
So Jackie, how was your day?
My day, I did mention earlier that it felt like it was 100 years, but it was also 30 seconds. How can those things coexist?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Why did it feel like it was 100 years?
I just had so much going on. Like, very rarely do I wish, like, oh, I wish there were more hours in a day. But, like, I really did feel that way today. I had so much to do.
Just a busy sketch.
Yeah, just, like, busy sketch. Lots of things at work to do. Lots of things not at work to do. Just lots of stuff to do.
That's right, because you left early to run some errands?
I did. I had to run some errands.
What errands were those?
I had to pick up some stuff at CVS.
Oh, you still go to CVS?
Yeah, I have a prescription.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I'm like, yo, I use Amazon Prime for like everything.
No, of course. Are you kidding me? Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I need like cotton balls. I was like, no, I'll get those on Amazon Prime.
But cotton, like, balls.
If I could get my birth control on Amazon Prime, I would.
There it is.
That's the one reason why I go to CVS.
Do you think, is there like an online?
Absolutely not. I don't think.
No.
Because it's a
subscription.
Prescription.
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 Prescription. Subscription.
It kind of both, though. It does happen.
Maybe
monthly.
That's why they haven't done that, because it's like, ah, the naming just doesn't sound right.
But like.
Prescription, that, subscription.
But it seems so sensible. Like, if there was a way to like easily and like, you know what I mean? Like, to like give my prescription to Amazon and be like, just send it to me.
I feel
me.
Like people would just
but
destroy
although
that
it
system.
It is a price to pay to go to CVS once a month because my birth control is free. Thanks, Obama. I did tweet about that recently. Like,
oh,
one
wow.
One thing that never gets old is getting free birth control.
How does Obama hook that up?
That was like one of the first things he did. Like, it was the summer of.
I know he did the 27 thing.
What?
Where you can stay on your parents' health insurance until you're 27.
The
which
summer,
is awesome.
I think, of 2012.
Or 26.
He made it.
Maybe 25.
So that, like, if you have a certain kind of insurance and you take a certain kind of birth control, it can be free. And mine's free.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
Hmm. Why do you think he did that? Population control?
But, like, also, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like it's like a woman's right to, like, you know, decide what goes
this
on with
this is your
body.
Or you think this is in.
Well, you said,
Obama's
why do you
head?
Think he did that?
He did that.
Well,
so
I
you
think that he's pretty liberal about, like, women's rights and stuff.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that?
I honestly don't know enough about his policies.
Well, he's like real. And now we're really getting into politics. He's really anti that stuff going on in North Carolina, you know, that bathroom bill. I'm pretty sure Obama's real pissed about that.
So, what's the deal with the bathroom
okay.
bill?
Okay. I'll explain
I mean,
it to
I know,
you.
Like, a little bit, but.
I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
So if you are transgender, which means that you identify as a different sex or you identify as a different gender than what your sex organs are from birth, like the gender you were assigned at birth, that you have to use the bathroom of the gender that's on your birth certificate. So like if you were born male, you had male genitalia and then you're mm-hmm. like, I feel female. I would like to be a woman. I'm going to transition. I'm going to take hormones, the whole thing. You still have to use a boy's bathroom. So like there are women who look like women who like. Pass, that's the word, to like pass as a woman and like are taking selfies inside of boys' bathrooms. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, so I talked to my roommate about this, and I think they need to change the bathrooms not to from male, female, to penises, vagina.
But some people, okay, so some people are trans and keep their genitalia. How would you deal with that?
Then you got to go in the penis room.
I know.
That, it's just, hey, this isn't male, female. This isn't male, female anymore. Like, just cut the whole.
I think it should be identify as male, identify as female, whatever you want.
Okay.
We have that at work. We have, like, boys' bathrooms. So at work, we have, like, little toilets.
Talking
and
about work.
Oh,
since
Jeff's
not
here. At work, we have.
That was
like,
in harmony. That was adorable.
It was so
Jeff's
cute.
Not here.
I'm so excited to listen to that. Dad's not home. So it's like toilets in like rooms, like single rooms. And then there's like a sink that everyone shares. So there's like rooms that are for girls, rooms that are for boys, rooms that are if girls or boys. I think that's how all bathrooms should be.
Okay. Well, I think in order to, I'd say, stop any sort of protests or any sort of just outrage or just, you know, riots in the streets, you just take down male, female, and then you just have a sign of a penis and a sign of a vagina.
I will say that we're working on. Not saying no, but I disagree with you here. I think that...
No, disagreement's fine. I mean, you can say, I disagree with you, and then give, like, a reason why. But you can't just say no, and that's
but
it.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you if you were born with male genitalia and you opt to not get that removed, which people do when they transition, you shouldn't have to use the penis room because there are going to be guys and they're like, you're a woman. You have boobs. Like, why are you in here?
But the thing is, you brought up the woman thing. This isn't a woman thing. This is, do you have a penis? Do you have a vagina? I'm changing the whole male woman
you're
thing.
Trying to come from a different place. So what you're saying is that if there's a person in the penis room who looks like they are female, that the other men in the penis, the other penis having individuals in the bathroom need to be okay with that, is what you're saying.
I just think, so I was just thinking about this. So it's just like, I mean, that'll probably make things a lot smoother as far as like explaining to your child, like, why is this woman in the men's bathroom? You say, well, some women have
penises.
Some men choose to be women, but they keep their genitalia. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be very easy for a six-year-old to understand. But do you know where people are coming from with this bill? They're like,
I understand.
No, they're like, trans people are going to molest my children. And just like all this stuff that is absolutely fucking false. That's like such a gross generalization to make.
Yeah, it's like all that crap. And then like the coral reef is like falling apart.
Yeah,
no one gives a shit about
that. Put your fucking energy somewhere else, bro.
It's a fucking joke. I mean, I get it. I understand where the outrage is. I understand why people can be mad on both sides.
Well, because people don't like things that they don't know. I get that. People don't like, if you can't understand how someone would be trans, like people don't like things they don't understand. But it's also like, let people live, man.
I get it, man. It's weird. But it's just like, yo, just take some of the energy and like realize like, yo, this earth is falling apart.
Just let people pee where they want to fucking pee.
This world is dying.
Seriously. When do you think global warming is going to happen? When do you think the shoe's going to drop with global warming?
I don't know. But all I know.
Is this going to be the politics podcast?
All I know is I'm going to be dead. And it's just like, it's going to be one of those.
I'm scared.
I mean, I hope that I get to, I want to live to like 32. Once I get to 32, I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever happens, happens.
With the earth?
Just with the earth and just with things. Because me, this one person, I'm not going to change anything.
No, you cannot have that mentality.
Me, this one person? I'm sorry.
Going off of that, the damage
has already been done.
Going off of that, I would like to tell the listeners. Bobby told me the other day that he's not going to vote.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
vote.
I would like for everyone to tweet at BobbyDolan3 that he should vote.
I'm not going to vote. I'll tell you the reasons why I'm not going to vote. Okay.
This is the politics
because
podcast,
I'm
everyone.
Registered in Maryland. All right. So I have to do the whole like, oh, I got to register
in
California.
Oh, it's so easy.
Stuff.
Don't give me that. You can do it online. It takes a millisecond.
All right. Well, I still got to do it. That's effort.
I'll do it for you. You literally have to give me your driver's license number. I'll do it for you.
All right. Well, if you do it for me, that's fine.
I'll do it for you tomorrow.
Okay. Are you going to drive me to the voting station?
Then we can all go vote together. It's probably going to be a work day.
All right. Well, if you drive, then I'll go.
Do I get to pick who you vote for too?
I mean, I know who you're going to pick, and that's all right. That's fine by me. But I get to the point where it's just like, I hate the Electoral College so much.
Agreed.
I think it's the dumbest thing.
Fully agree with you.
Ever.
It is just, it's just not how you pick a leader of the free world.
I just think it's like, so California, they're known as a blue state, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it's like, if they're a blue state year after year, why does my vote matter? If I'm going to vote red,
that's the thing.
If I'm going to vote blue,
I will tell
like,
you something. I agree with you. I think that also as like some people who are like our age, it's like tough to like wrap your mind around like, why does my vote matter? But like, it's got to.
I mean, I totally understand that. It's also one of those things where it's like, yeah, I understand that people are out there dying so that I have a right to vote. And democracy is like a really intense thing.
Democracy is a really intense thing. I want to get a poster made of that. Democracy is a really intense thing, Bobby, and you're right. And I'm not making fun of you.
It's so true.
It's so intense.
Like, I mean, I can never like look at like a vet and be like, yeah, I'm not going to vote. He's going to be like, what the fuck? What
exactly.
did I die for? You know, so
well,
it's
the
like,
vet would be alive. Because they're a vet.
What did my buddies die for? Yeah, you're right. He wouldn't be dead. But yeah, it's like, I mean, if I...
It's just a good turn.
I mean, if I'm like, you know, like walk around in D.C. and I look at like the
yeah,
Vietnam Memorial, I'm like,
yeah, I guess
that's
so different though, because like D.C. is like so in your face, like America.
Not really.
Really?
I mean, you have to go like into D.C. and like check out the monuments and stuff. But like, I mean, it's kind of cool like growing up in Maryland because you're like, yo, like a lot of shit went down. Like,
that's
where I'm
okay.
living.
Can I tell you something? So as the listeners know, I went to college in Atlanta and like there... It's so much more history on that side of the country than there is on the West Coast. Like, obviously, we have, like, the missions and all that stuff and, like, Native Americans and stuff with, like... But it's like, yo, shit goes way far back on that other side yeah. of the country. Like, Atlanta, there's signs all over, like, this happened during the Civil War. And it's like, we don't have shit like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like American history.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is where Morrison killed himself right here. It's like, here's his house. It's in graffiti.
Yeah, all of our history, I feel like, is from the last, like, 70 years.
Yeah, it's like all sorts of weird stuff. But
it's like, you want to go stand on the Elliott Smith wall?
There's an Elliott Smith wall?
Yeah, you know where the, you know the cover of Figure Eight? Isn't that the name of the album?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wall?
Yeah,
yeah, the, you know the mug that I drink out of at work? It's from Dinosaur Coffee, which is next door to where that wall is.
Wow.
And Katie told me, shout out to Katie, that every couple of months they have to paint over it because people like deface it and like write notes to him and like all this stuff.
Dude, that guy stabbed himself.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
I mean, just think about that for a second. Like I mean,
the willpower to die.
Also, there's not a more emo way to go out than
stabbing
yourself.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you really have got to like want to go and feel the pain. Like,
what? I wonder what he was like listening to, because it's like,
gotta have something.
So Ian Curtis, he was the lead singer of Joy Division, and yeah, he hung himself, and he was listening to Iggy Pop, and it's like, yo, that was the last song this guy was listening to. I can't think of what song it was. So it was Iggy Pop, and then he hung himself.
Oi.
And it's like, I was thinking about like, if you're Iggy Pop, you're like, what the?
Right. And do you think about that? It's like, what was, who was the guy? The guy who killed John Lennon? Like, wasn't he holding a copy of Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye.
I think about that all the time because obviously I fucking love the book Catcher in the Rye. Yeah. But like, what does that?
Did you really love that book?
Of course I did. Why would I not love that book? I want to name my daughter Phoebe after Holden's sister.
Holden.
Holden.
Phony. He's just
a phony. Oh, with my hunter's cap. What a phony. Everyone's a phony.
I read that book actually not too long ago because I was like, I watched some documentary. I'm not going to read a fucking documentary.
You aren't?
But who's the guy that wrote it? F. Scott. No, that's the guy.
That's Great Gatsby. Close.
What's that fucking guy's name?
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
What is that guy's name?
This is so embarrassing.
Sullinger. J.K. Sullinger.
J.D.
J.D. Sullinger.
Okay, we got there
J.K.,
together.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
I just did like four different authors in one.
Like, yeah, all famous in their own right.
J.K. Rowling.
All famous.
Who's the other guy?
Right.
J.D. Sullinger. So I watched some documentary about him, and I was like, all right, well, I got to read Catch in the Rye, because I never read it.
Was a documentary about him?
It was actually really good.
Where did you watch
He's so emo, though. He's like,
yeah,
Elliott,
you know,
Smith emo.
You know that he wrote that, and then he was like, basically done. He wrote a couple short stories, and then he wouldn't ever sell the rights to make it into a movie.
That's pretty badass.
And that was like his dying wish. He's like, don't ever make it into a movie. But he's dead.
That's such like an emo thing to do.
Okay, so you watched a documentary about him.
I just watched the documentary and I checked out the book. I mean, I read it because I think we were supposed to
read
it 1 year.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you read it or did you spark note it?
I think we were supposed to read it 1 year, or maybe it was like I like got ditched from like advanced reading and I went to like not advanced, and they're like, oh, you don't have to read that book.
I feel like,
okay,
everyone
cool.
reads Catcher in the Rye, though.
I mean, I feel like everyone else did, but like not me. And then I read it, and I'm like,
that was so pitiful.
I'm like, yeah, I guess that movie was, or that movie, I guess that book was, it was good. I mean, it was like
it.
A good book. I like the part at the end. He's like, I'd like to be the Catcher in the Rye that catches kids from falling off the cliff. I'm like,
dude,
oh, that's sort of cute.
It's super sweet. And he's just like this tortured kid, and he like has that time with that prostitute. It's just like a growing up novel.
Yeah, I guess it did sort of make sense. It was definitely before its time.
Totally.
Definitely
agreed.
Before its time.
When
I
was it published?
I don't know.
Let's ask Siri. Hey, Siri.
So Lennon died in 1980, so it's got to be obviously before then.
When? Oh, she's listening to you. Let me think. She's listening to your voice and not mine. When was Catcher in the Rye published?
Siri, don't fuck this up.
Let's see. The answer is 1951.
Thanks, Siri.
1951?
Way before its time.
I was like, yeah, it's got to be before 1980.
I was thinking before the 70s. Dude, we did not know as much as we thought as we did.
That's actually pretty crazy, because it's like, I was thinking maybe he was going to piggyback off of like the whole hippie movement and like being misunderstood and stuff,
like,
but he was
beats,
before that.
The beats that we learned about.
Yeah, the beat movement. Like, he was probably, I mean, he... That's unbelievable, the fact that he was like before that whole like, oh,
I wonder how long it took him to write. Dude, I'm going to get down a Wikipedia black hole of Catcher in the Rye tonight. Just you wait.
Damn it. What's the guy's name that read it and then killed Lennon? What's that guy's fucking name? It's going to kill me. I know his name.
Should I ask Siri again?
This is why the human race is so dumb. I should know this, but Siri knows it. So it's like, why am I going to store it in my brain? Siri is destroying whatever part of my brain that stores information.
Come on, Siri.
Okay, I found this.
Mark David Chapman.
Mark David Chapman.
I would not have known that.
Fucking Mark David Chapman. I knew it was Mark. I knew it was Mark
really?
Something. Yeah.
Good for you.
I didn't say it out loud. Obviously, I sound like a genius now after the fact. But
Yeah, wow. That is also another another interesting fella.
Who's that?
This Lennon? Guy who killed
Mark
John
David
Lennon.
Chapman? I mean, you're out of your mind if you read a book and then you kill somebody because the book told you to.
Was that what it was? I don't know.
I don't know much about the story.
Yeah, we're speaking out of school. But, so yeah, what were you talking about? Oh, we were talking about voting. We were talking about being.
I feel like you're the
members.
Wikipedia hole because you bounce from subject to subject. And I'm like, yo, this is
it.
Me. I mean, I don't mind it. Sometimes this
you
is good for
it.
My ADD, but sometimes when I need to chill and be focused. But I respect this is good. It's like I'm learning a lot. We're talking about a lot of different things.
Yeah, and I'm steering us back to what we were talking about, which is politics.
But you're like a Wikipedia hole. Like when I go on Wikipedia and I start clicking, I'm like, yo, how did I start this?
Have you ever heard of WikiWars? We should do this, me and Jeff. So it's like someone picks like a subject to start on, so you could do like a Wikipedia page, so like bananas. And then using just clicks, no typing, you have to get to a different page that's completely different, like George Washington.
So
it's a game. So like who can do it the fastest?
Who can get to George Washington
the fastest
from
banana?
Oh my God, we have to do that.
How fun is that?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is fun. We have to
smoke you guys.
No.
I would smoke you guys.
No, you can use Command F, or we can make it so you can't use Command F.
I feel like I go down to the external links. I feel like I go down there.
No, what you do is you have to think, okay, so like you have, well, I don't want to give away my strategy.
No, what are you going to do? You're just going to type in George Washington. Like, I got
no,
there. I got
no,
there.
No. Then you do like, okay, America.
Like today, no, like today we were doing this game. I'm like, Jackie's like, name a city. I'll tell you the baseball team, whatever. And then I said, all right, Cleveland. And this is over like the via instant messenger at her work. And it, like, took a while. And she's like, Indians. I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, I had to Google that one. I'm like, okay, well, you got it wrong. You got
it
wrong.
That's the thing. If you were asking me out loud, then I would have accepted that I got it wrong. But the real talent that I have is that last night my roommates said, Jackie, can you name a basketball team if I tell you the city? And I got 29 out of 30 fucking Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
How
Jason
am I supposed to
Canada
know about the
boys.
Milwaukee Bucks,
Jabari
dude.
Parker,
nah.
The Greek freak, man. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nah. I was pretty proud of myself.
They made the playoffs last year, man.
The Bucks?
Yeah, dude.
I feel like I've never even heard of them.
Nah, man. They had Will Chamberlain. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think he might have been Lou Alcindor then. But yeah, he won a championship with those guys. Yeah, you should have known that, Jackie. What were you thinking? How'd you not know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played in the...
I will tell you, like, being surrounded by a lot of male energy, like, over the last couple of years, I think that my sports knowledge has expanded.
You do have pretty solid sports knowledge, especially for, like, a female that
doesn't
goes
care.
To drag queen.
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about that?
Yeah. Actually, I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. So over ahead. The weekend.
First off, I just want to just jump in here real quick. So Jackie, I asked her about this at work, at lunch or whatever. And the first thing she said, she goes, oh, my God, it's going to be so hard to be a drag queen. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
It has
got
to be so hard to be a drag queen.
All right, so tell me about it. What
happened?
Okay,
so this is so out of Bobby's wheelhouse. I feel honored and privileged that he's going to let me talk about
this
on his podcast.
No, this is
good,
because I'm going to jump in.
But I would like to start with a disclaimer that this is something that I really like and appreciate, so please try not to shit on me too much.
The drag culture?
Yes.
So what do you like so much about the drag culture?
Well, let me give some background, and then I'll jump into that. So arguably the most famous drag queen in the world is RuPaul. Do you know who RuPaul is?
I know who RuPaul is.
So RuPaul has made... RuPaul is his name and her name. They're both RuPaul.
So is RuPaul... She's a man.
RuPaul is a man, but when RuPaul is in drag, she refers to herself with female pronouns.
Okay. But she's a man, though.
So
if she's
queens,
on the if she's on the street, is she going to be a man? Like,
yes.
I don't know.
So drag queens, generally, I would say 99.9% of the time, are gay men.
Okay.
Sometimes they're trans women. Like, there have been a couple of girls who've come out on RuPaul's Drag Race saying, I'm trans. I want to be a woman.
Okay.
So RuPaul has a show called RuPaul's Drag Race.
But most of them are gay guys with
the
penises.
The vast majority who like fucking gay guys and like being gay and like being male, but they dress up as women to get money.
Oh.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Huh. So this is just only like a night job.
Totally. They're entertainers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So there are... So RuPaul... They're about to end season 8, but he has a show called RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's like America's Next Top Model, but for drag queens, and it's way better. It is so good. I'm going to make you watch one day. I've made both my roommates watch it.
So how do they win? Or what are they competing for?
To be the America's Next Drag Superstar, it's $100,000.
Okay. $100,000, I guess that's it.
But and to be America's Next Drag Superstar. So it's $100,000 and like some like sponsored stuff and like a bunch of makeup, just like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But... So there's this whole industry now. Like, RuPaul has really popularized drag queens. And, like, there are a bunch of documentaries you can watch. Like, Paris is Burning is the original from the 80s about how, like, drag queens are really kind of frowned upon and are seen as very niche and whatever. But now they're really popular, like, especially among straight girls like me.
Because of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
So DragCon is a convention, quite like Comic-Con or something like that.
Where was it?
At the LA Convention Center. I've never been to a convention in my life.
Okay.
So I was like...
Where's that, downtown?
It's right next to Staples Center.
Okay.
So I had no idea what to expect. So there's like a big room with like a lot of vendors and booths, and they're all trying to sell you shit and trying to give away free shit.
And this is all... In tied this giant, to the drag culture?
Well, yes, yes and no. So like this that I showed you, this there was Pleasure Chest was there, which is like this like major store that sells like a lot of sex toys, and like they were there, and there's a lot of makeup and like a lot of like
vintage. And a fan with the guy's butt and some girl's boobs
and a naked girl,
on.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot, yeah, a lot of like weird, but it was like cool because it's like the only people who were there are people who appreciate drag. So it was like my friend Ashley was like, shout out to Ashley. She was like
Ashley.
She was like, why is this so pleasant? Probably because there are no racist or homophobes here.
Did you see any like protesters? Were there
any? No, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like, I should show you some pictures. Like there are some men who dress up like more beautiful women than I will ever be. It is wild. But they like do a lot with their platform about like positivity. And
so the guys are dressing up like really hot chicks.
Some
so.
Of them, yeah. But then some others of them do it.
Because I
like,
wouldn't say RuPaul is a hot chick.
Then you haven't seen good pictures of RuPaul. RuPaul is so hot.
Oh, get out of here.
I will not. But RuPaul's also kind of old. So you have to think about it that way. Like, if you're going to look at a
how
woman.
How old is he
I think
or
like
she?
55. So if you're going to look at a woman who's 55.
So what should I call her? He or she?
Well, it depends if he or she is out of drag.
Out of drag. Okay.
So like when.
So it's not like the Caitlyn Jenner thing where it's a she.
No, but Caitlyn Jenner.
It's a she. Jeez, listen to me. That's fucking
Caitlyn Jenner.
Awful.
But no, we're educating here. Caitlyn Jenner is trans. Like we were talking about earlier. And Caitlyn Jenner is a woman. These are gay men who dress up like women and are referred to. So here's the thing.
Did she get the sex change?
I don't know. But that's another really taboo thing that like
okay.
a lot of people in our society are like very obsessed with genitalia. And it like doesn't have to be about that.
For me, it does with the bathrooms.
Of course you do. You are very
into... With the
into,
bathrooms now.
Bobby
it's just
is
the bathrooms.
Very into genitalia.
It's just the bathrooms. I feel like if you just cut it down, penises, vagina, boom. Done.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
I get it. Okay.
So the reason I think it would be so hard to be a drag queen is because there's so much going on. So not only are you a man, most of them, it's like frowned upon to wear flats. So all of them are wearing heels. Like you've never worn heels in your
frowned
life.
Frowned upon to wear. Are there like a lot of unspoken rules?
Totally.
It sounds like baseball.
So it's like,
in
well,
a
it's
way.
Kind of like that because it's like, oh, if you don't do it this way, like you're not a real queen. So like you have to tuck your dick.
Not a real queen. Oh, this is so good.
So you have.
How do you
Jeff
become a
here.
Real queen?
I, well, I don't know if you become. I mean, I don't know. I'm a straight girl, but it's like front. Like, so they tuck their dick inside so you can't see it. So it's like you put your balls up in that cavity.
Yeah.
And then you pull your dick out back in your butt and you tape it with duct tape.
Okay, that hurts.
And they do that.
That hurts like I've done it before.
But like, you, but I'm really sure you could think that. Like envision what it must be like. But it's like. There are drag queens who are standing at these booths selling their merch for like 12 hours a day with their dicks tucked into their butts.
So what do they do with the boob situation?
So a lot of them wear fake boobs. There's actually a company called Boobs for Queens.
Were they were there?
Uh-huh. My friend Ashley really wanted them. I was like, you have boobs already. She's like, they're just because they're like very comically large. Some of them don't wear boobs. That's another thing. A girl who's in the final three of this season, her name's Naomi Smalls. She doesn't wear boobs, but her... whole aesthetic is she's like a 90s model, so she's like very skinny and flat, and that's like her thing.
Oh,
but so yeah, that's about drag queens. And then it's like, okay, so when I went, I wore a lot of glitter on my face and I wore really heavy fake eyelashes, like very heavy, and they're like shutters, like you can't see.
So you did this just to sort of,
because when else am I gonna do that? This is the best opportunity.
Okay.
And it's fun. But I was like in pain, like you can't touch your eyes, like that's a thing that I feel like guys don't understand. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, Bobby rubs his eyes a lot.
All the time.
I'm wearing mascara right now, and I cannot rub my eyes. I will not be able to rub my eyes until I take my mascara off.
Really?
Yeah, because it'll get everywhere.
I feel like I just rub my eyes because my eyes always hurt.
It does. Well, I can't. It doesn't matter if my eyes itchy or it hurts.
So how do you, like...
I do this. I'm putting my finger in my tear duct, or I'll, like, pull... But you can't,
pull aside, yeah.
You can't, like...
That's why girls do that move, huh? They do, like, the weird pull thing.
Well, also, your mascara gets in the corner of your eye here, and you gotta get it.
Okay.
But, Yeah, and they're wearing like mountains of makeup. They glue their eyebrows down. So
oh,
it's like,
geez.
Because it's like men have a very distinct like brow bone mm-hmm. line.
For sure.
And so they cover their eyebrows and draw on new ones much higher. And it's like, there's glue on your face. Like, oh my God. Like, there's no appreciation for like the pain.
The pain behind
being a drag queen.
Being a drag queen.
Physical pain. I'm talking about physical pain.
I'm still hung up on these, like, you know, what it takes to be a true queen.
Well, the thing is, that's the thing. So there's a very famous queen named Milk who I met and was very sweet.
Okay. But RuPaul is by far,
she's the queen of queens.
She's the queen of queens. Okay.
And like Milk will wear boy clothes a lot in times where like she should be in drag and people really don't like that. And so she posts like all these.
What are times that you should be in drag?
So like, here's an example. The RuPaul's Drag Race finale, that got filmed last night, okay?
Oh, wow. Has it been aired yet?
Next week.
Okay.
And so Milk showed up in an outfit that was, like, very androgynous, but no hair, so, like, no wig. So he had his boy hair
mm-hmm.
and, like, very minimal weird makeup. And, like, the outfit was Marc Jacobs because he's actually a model for Marc Jacobs, like, half in.
He is.
Like, half in drag, half not. So there are all these pictures.
Half a drag, half not.
I'll show you.
Marc
so he's,
Jacobs.
Like, in a dress, but, like.
What does Marc Jacobs sell?
Very high-end clothing.
Okay, so he and she does both?
Yeah, so like there are all these, there's billboards of it on Melrose where he's like wearing a dress and has like a little bit of makeup on and not wearing a wig and he's making out with his boyfriend. And it just says Marc Jacobs underneath.
Huh.
Yeah, he's a really hot guy, Milk. I think his name in real life is Dan. He's very hot. That's another really confusing thing because then it's like, oh, you're a really pretty girl. Oh, you're a really hot boy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very multifaceted.
Do you think I'd be a hot trick?
I don't know. We should try one day.
Oh, Jackie.
Get you up and drag.
I don't know about that. It sounds like a fun time, but I feel like that just carries way too much baggage.
Well, I just don't think you'd ever be able to live it down.
Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? If my friends ever found out that I dressed up as a drag?
I would have renewed faith for you. Faith.
I'd have a fun time, though. I think it'd be fun. I'd be like, hey, look at me.
Fucking tuck your dick. I can't imagine. Well, that's another thing. I mean,
all guys have done it. We've all tucked it
back.
Yeah,
but for 8 hours?
Yeah, no thanks.
With duct tape?
Yeah, I do it for a little bit. I'm like, okay, I got the laugh. I'm done. You ever do that? You ever just walk into the bathroom?
Do I ever do that with my dick? Yeah, the mangina. It's a classic.
I still get like snaps of my buddies doing manginas.
Yeah, because it's like a very cheap laugh.
It's the... Yeah, I mean, the word cheap
well,
and laugh.
Cheap isn't the right word, like easy.
It's a hearty laugh.
I would say it's a guaranteed
laugh. It's a guaranteed hearty laugh. And it's a guaranteed, like, fun connection where you're just like, oh, that's great.
Man.
Oh, it's.
Nothing like
bonding.
A mangina, am I right?
That's pretty wild. I mean, what sort of stuck out to me was the unspoken rules, because it does remind me of baseball. And I feel like
totally.
If we really had a lot of time.
Drag is a sport. A lot of people say that.
And I feel like if we had a lot of time, we could compare drag and baseball together.
Maybe a different podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me feel included.
So, yeah, that was Jackie's time at
DragCon.
The old drag convention.
Yeah, next year we're going to be VIP. It was excellent. I spent way too much money.
When do you get, like, drinks there and stuff?
Yeah, and I bought so much makeup.
A lot of babes there, too?
Well, it's a lot of, like, girl. Like, there was a girl in line in front of us, like, because a lot of girls will dress up, like, as drag queens. And some drag queens dress really sexy. So this girl's completely corseted. Her boobs are, like, completely coming out. She's wearing, like, this green wig. I'm like, yes, girl, get it. And then 7 of her friends joined her and cut her in line. I was like, no, girl, do not get it. I don't like you anymore.
All right, so let's say I went to DragCon dressed like this.
Yeah.
What would people do to me?
They'd be fine because there are a lot of like guys who go that look like you, but are
I don't mean it like
gay.
That. I don't mean it like that. I don't mean like, oh, well, he's gonna be. Fine. Are they gonna be like, hey, honey? Like, I mean, what's
yeah,
gonna be like?
Yeah, everyone's nice. But I mean, that's the thing. But the thing is, there's so many drag.
In my head, I feel like I would get attacked. Like they'd be like,
no.
because you're
a boy and you're cute and you're masculine.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think it'd be like.
But the thing is, everyone's so busy. Like, they don't have time for you. Like, these dudes are standing at their booths.
Oh, don't cut me down like that, Jackie.
Hustling.
I would be.
Hustling.
I would be the white elephant, or the white sheep, the black sheep. I don't know. I'd be some sort of exotic.
We should do that next year. Like, could be the move on the street at DragCon.
I'd be the exotic creature. And they're like, oh, I need to get a piece of this guy.
I don't think that's how it works. There was a very, I don't know if we have time for this, but there was a very interesting, how much time do we have left?
Yeah, we got like 15 minutes.
Okay. There's this guy called Jeffree Star. He used to be like really big on MySpace. He was like really seen.
Tom? Him and Tom?
Who can know?
Remember Tom MySpace?
No. Oh, yes.
He had that picture. He was doing this, ready?
I wish the people at home could see you now. He's doing Tom. He's doing Tom's picture.
That'd be a funny Halloween costume. People say, who are you? And you just do this.
You should do it, Bob.
That'd be a good idea. Just a white tee. That's all you need.
And like, your hair's not right, though.
You need me in a classroom.
He had like such like ordinary brown hair.
Dude, a strong move was putting Tom in your top eight.
Right?
You know?
Who was in your top eight?
Ooh. Oh, man. I think I had like two bands and like my bros, you know?
Oh, I had always the boy.
And then maybe some
on.
Chick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the move.
I love being in top eights.
That was like my big gripe with Facebook when I ultimately made the switch. I was like, where's the top eight?
The top eight. Yeah.
I love the top eight.
I think they tried to do like a top friends thing for a little bit.
They
did you ever see that?
Yes, way back in the beginning.
I think when I saw that, I'm like, pfft.
But I love that exclusivity, man. I love it.
Did I cut you off with the, were you talking about Jeremy?
Milk? Oh, Jeffrey Scott.
Jeffrey Scott or some shit.
So he is dating a guy who identifies as straight. Because Jeffree Star is like kind of androgynous. He has this like long pink hair and like wears a lot of makeup and like all this stuff. But he like identifies as straight and is dating Jeffree Star. It's very
But that doesn't make sense to me. How do you identify as straight yet you're dating a guy?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Then you're not straight.
I don't know, man. It was all very interesting. And they were a really cute couple.
I identify as straight, but I date men. I'd like to talk to that guy. Just be like, you know, ask him a couple questions. I'd like to just get to know what's going on through his head. What do you mean? You identify as straight.
But the thing is, the two of them, the amount of... We waited, and I'm going to get torn up by our one listener for this. We waited.
Do we have like 150 in the last one?
Don't tell the listeners. Like, they think they're part of some niche thing. We're growing.
That was kind of cool. I saw that. I'm like, yo, who is listening to this?
Right?
I always looked at it. I'm like, yeah, I tell like two people about it.
Me too. We both tweeted it once.
I think it's SoundCloud just being nice.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's give them some light.
No. I think they're real people.
Yeah, whatever.
We waited an hour and a half for the opportunity to buy lipstick from this man. Like, that is where you want to be in life, where people are waiting an hour and a half to buy your product. We waited in line, bro.
Hour and a half?
It's really good lipstick.
So it's good lipstick. Or was the fact that you were buying lipstick from, what's this guy's name? Jeffree Scott?
Star. It's always sold out. And I wanted to see it in real life because they only sell it online, I think. And so I saw it and I was like, obviously I want this.
What color lipstick did you get?
It's very dark red.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When are you going
to
wear it?
I wore it to DragCon.
You going to wear it again?
No. I'm going to buy a lipstick one time, never wear it again.
Yeah, but are you going to wear it? I mean, like, when do you wear it?
Like, when I go out.
Like what is an appropriate time to wear
like,
this dark?
Like a nighttime.
Black dress, dark red lipstick.
Yeah.
That's right. You were busting out some lipstick at the old race.
I did. I wore lipstick that day.
Yeah. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
I like that hat that I got. I was actually wearing it the other day.
It's a really good hat.
It's a cool hat, huh?
Yeah, and you looked good in it. I looked good in it. I want that hat.
James Bay. It's the James Bay hat for all you people out there listening.
It's from H&M. Speaking of which... Oh, how was your quest to find that song?
I think I found it, and it wasn't as good as I remember
that it. That is even worse than the possibility of you not finding the song. That is the worst possible outcome to me.
It was funny. I was just like, should I call H&M? I'll just do it because I think it's funny.
But no, I really wanted you to find it and have it be like the best song you've ever heard. Like, this to me is more heartbreaking that you don't even like it.
Yeah, it was kind of a song where I'm like, it was a lot better when I was at H&M. Maybe because I saw the hat. I think the hat just makes everything better.
Dude, I totally believe in that. And I also believe about that in stores. Like, if I'm like having a good time and the lighting's good and I'm with my friends, I'm like, oh, this is a great song. And then I Shazam it. And then I get home and I look at all my saved Shazams. I'm like, this song's garbage.
Dude, I'll tell you what, H&M, that place is on point, man.
Which one do you go to?
I go to the one right off the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Topanga Mall, baby. Valley for life. Dope. Valley for life.
Cool, man. I guess I was going to save that whole softball girl situation. I was going to save that for Jeff.
Save it for Jeff.
Because we've already talked about this. No, since we brought it up, I guess
Well, you didn't like my response.
All right, so...
And now I thought I'd be able to hide behind Jeff, and so now all of the podcast people are going to hear how I'm exposed as having a response that Bobby didn't like.
All right, so this one is for all those listeners out there. So I was playing in a softball game.
This is not unlike every other story we tell.
Work softball game, okay? I'm coaching first base, and there's this good-looking girl. She's playing first base also. And actually, let's go ahead and back up about 30 minutes, okay? I'm by myself. No one is at the field. I'm, like, stretching. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Some good-looking girl. She walks past me. She's wearing a Penn State shirt. I go, oh, Penn State, all right. She's like, yeah, I grew up there. I'm like, oh, cool. And we started talking. I'm like, yeah, I grew up in Maryland. She's like, oh, I went to Maryland. I'm like, oh, no way. So she was cool. We were talking, and then, like, her friends came over. Her friend went to Maryland also. And we're just, you know, shooting the shit, having a good time, enjoying the nice, beautiful day in Los Angeles. And then she's playing first base, and we're kind of talking. I'm like, oh, you guys are going down, you know, all that cute stuff. And then I was coaching first base, and, you know, we're just chatting back and forth, kind of flirting a little bit. And right around the sixth inning, I'm like, yo, how am I going to get this girl's number? And I couldn't really think of what I was going to do. I probably should have just manned up and gone, hey, after the game, I'm going to ask for your number. Like, what's up?
That's the move.
That was definitely the move.
That was 100% the move.
And, like,
the,
right after
the warning the girl, I'm going to ask for your number. I'm going to ask about, ooh.
And then, like, right around the sixth inning, I could feel her kind of, like, pull away for a little bit. Like, sort of, like, I don't know. She didn't really seem like she was into
she
it.
She wasn't being herself. She was being so distant. Like, you had built up this whole relationship.
And I was, like, in my head, I'm like, yo, do I ask for it now? So then I was like, okay, we got done. We did the high fives. Like, hey, good game and stuff. And I was like, all right, probably, you know, I'll probably ask for her number. And then she was just, like, around a bunch of her work friends, and they were, like, kept talking and stuff. I'm like, all right, well, my car's over there. I'm just going to walk over there. And, like, she was just, like, talking to her work friends. I'm like, man, now's not a good time. Now's not a good time to ask for a number. So I didn't. And I'm thinking about my next move is, like, if she plays in the game before or after mine, then I see her. I'm like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Then I ask for a number then. Think that's a good move?
That's a good move, but the way it was posed to me was not that way.
Yeah, well, it was also posed to you instant messenger, so you're, like, kind of reading it, and then...
It was posed to me...
You made it sound like that I'm some fucking creepo that
well,
has no idea how to run
games. Well, the way you described it to me, it was so creepy. You were like...
No, you thought
you,
this.
No.
Okay,
you
here
used,
we go.
You used the word wait, and that made me creeped out. You're like, I should just wait for her. I was like,
yeah, the word wait is never
that
good.
Really triggered me, the word wait. That
yeah,
you're going to
no
wait
thanks.
Around for her, that is the creepiest thing
I pictured you saying, because I was like, hey, after a game, I'll just, like, walk up to her. That's like me... I thought you were thinking that, like, if I were to, like, drive to the park, not playing a game.
Yes, that's the vibe you were,
like,
that's what I pictured.
Hey, did you have a good game? Hey,
yes, Bobby.
Me?
Yes, Bobby. That is what I pictured from what you told me. This is why you can't tell me things like that on the internet.
No, I think I'd probably, like, play another game. So you'd be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? And then, like, maybe just casually ask
so
for
now, if you're not on the roster, because we do
yep. Mm-hmm.
What's the call? What's the word? Rotate. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go spectate.
I'm going to have to go spectate. And cheer on the team, and everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, Bobby, you're here to cheer on the
What's
team."
Your
I'm
name
like,
on your
"Nah, BD3."
Oh, that's pretty classic. Mine's so. Decibels for reasons you probably
don't
understand.
Right. Yeah, because you yell and scream really loud at the games. Yo, we lost, and
I don't think we've won yet.
That is a very beginner league.
Really?
I mean,
I should play. I used
I love
to be
it
really good
I love
at softball.
I don't mean it like that, but it's just like I felt bad because I was up to bat, and I'm like, "Yo, if I fucking." Nail a fucking line drive right now.
You cannot hold back.
Yeah, I know. I didn't hold back, but like for a second, I asked Ken. I go, "Hey, Ken, should I like take it easy?" He's like, "No, we need you to rake." He didn't say that, but I was like, "That's pretty much what
but
he said."
But he's so. This is Coach Ken we're talking about. Hey, Coach Ken, shout out.
Coach
to you.
Ken, shout out.
And but then, he's really into winning.
Oh, he was digging. It was awesome. And then actually, this is kind of funny. So he, I don't know what happened. He was like on first base, and like a ball got around and stuff, and he was like trying to round third to score, and some guy got in his way. And, you know, he couldn't
score.
He had
a panic attack.
And he was like, "You got my way. This is running interference." And, then, you know, I'm just like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You got my way. I should be able to score."
Yeah.
And then, like, no one understood, like, what he was saying. Like, I totally got it.
Because he's the only one that cares about the rules.
Yeah. And everyone else is like, "Hey, man, no. Like, what are you talking about?" And he's like, "This guy laid a Kendrick Perkins screen on me." And I'm just like, dude, that is so funny.
That is so funny.
But, yeah, that was.
We're back.
I'm like, yeah, that was Kate Merch doing his thing. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, yo, if I, like, smash a line drive, like, if I hit a girl in the face.
You were telling me that.
I would feel so bad.
But, like, how, no. That's she got to move.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't end up hitting, like, a line drive at somebody, but.
But, like, that's too hysterical to me that was, like, your fear. Because it's, like, I feel like when you see
I would feel
a projectile.
Bad,
just in so everyone knows, Bobby is, like, trying to fix his computer. That was great. You didn't miss a beat. I was ready to cover for you while you put your mic down. You didn't.
Yeah, you called me out, but I was grinding.
You
dude.
Were no. I'm not calling you out. I'm saying that you did an excellent job.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, it's a fun league. I mean, I like. Don't get me wrong. I like the fact that everyone's a beginner because it's everyone's there to have fun. I like that. But I was scared. I was like, yo, I just don't want to hurt somebody. Like, if I hit a
because you're so good, your talent would be painful.
No, I mean, it's just not like that. Like, yeah, I definitely played baseball, like, kind of growing up. And I've played in a lot of different softball leagues and stuff. And I'm like, yo, if I really get a hold of one and it's like a short hop to a second baseman who's a girl.
Oh, no.
Like, what if it takes a bad hop and hits her in the face?
That's her fault.
I mean, she can't, like... So I was thinking about that. It didn't happen. It was fine. I'm a 2-for-3 with a triple. No big deal. But, yeah, it's a fun league. Everyone's having a good time.
What would it have been if you weren't in that league, not a triple?
No, it would have been... it probably would have just been a hard single, but I smoked one, hit a really hard line drive. And it was just out in the outfield, and the guy played it weird. And then I took second, and I saw him kind of juggling, and I'm like, he's not going to throw me out. So I took third also.
Sportsman.
And then Katie Merch was right there. He's like, yeah, baby, wait, hit it home. I'm like, yeah, what's up, baby? What's up?
Yeah, he was probably so thankful that you were there.
It was awesome.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, I think I'm probably just going to maybe wait, and then if I see her, be like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Well, now you got to go and support. Wear your shirt.
Also, there was another one where I was like, hey, maybe I should hit her up Facebook.
Yes. That was the one.
But I would not do it, though. That was just sort of something where I'm like, hey, shouldn't I do it? But I would never do that. That's such a creepy move.
But the way you... I got the Facebook and the wait, and my heart went out to you. I was very concerned for you.
I would never do that.
Okay.
The fact that you would think that I would do that, that just kind
of... I mean, how am I supposed to not think you would do that when that's what you tell me that you were thinking of doing?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I do that a lot. Like, why does everyone think I'm dumb? Because I say things like that.
Well, the thing...
As a joke, thinking that people will be like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with it?
I think my counterpart to you is when I say a lot, I was like, and then I say something, but I don't differentiate whether or not I said it or I thought it.
I have no idea what you just said.
So if I'm like, I was like, Bobby, why are you being like that? I could have said that or I could have thunk it. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
So, like, sometimes I'll be like, I was like, oh, my God, why do you look so stupid? Like, why are you doing this? You're such an idiot. And people are like, you're such a bitch. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. I just thought it. So people think I'm rude or stupid or whatever.
Maybe you should say, like,
I identify with you.
Oh, yeah. And then a lot of times my move is I get things wrong on purpose just to watch everyone react. Like, they'd be like, yeah, The Departed. It's a really good movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, James Bay or, you know, Michael Bay is a really good director. I thought it was great. I'll just do that on purpose and just watch someone.
But you love getting a rise out of people. I'd say that's like your number. You should like list that as one of your hobbies on your
resume.
It's
the best because it's like, yeah, Michael Bay, he was a really good director. And someone's like, it was Martin Scorsese. I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit. Everyone knows Martin Scorsese directed Departed. It's like, I mean, there's obvious. I like
funny.
To get obvious things wrong where it's just like.
That was funny.
That's just a fun move.
Great move.
Sweet, man. What else you got? We got about 4 minutes left.
Okay. What else should we talk? Did we talk about anything this week? We're like, we should save it for the podcast.
No. Me running game and softball, that was one thing. I was all like, what's up, dude?
What's up?
Oh,
what's up, dude? I'm all like, what's up?
Nice girl, too. Just a nice person. You know?
Yeah, from those, you know, couple minutes you spent next to her on first base, Bobby knew.
No, there was actually a good move that she did.
Marriage was in their future.
She had a really good sense of humor. There's one thing where I'm like, all right, cool. I need to ask for this girl's number. And I should have done it. I don't know why I didn't make that move. Be like, hey, I'm going to ask for your number after this, but whatever. But I was like, I was telling, I think Maria was up at bat. I'm like, all right, well, I go, what do you say, girl? Wait on it, wait on it, wait on it, and drive through, okay? Wait on it, hands back, and rip through the ball. Here we go.
So
what do you say,
being obnoxious.
It was sunflower seeds in my mouth. And she's like, what are you saying? What is even in your mouth? I'm like, yeah, I got to wait on it, let the hands drive through. She's like, that's like the worst advice ever. And I'm like, no, that's good advice. She's like, do you just like tell that to yourself to make yourself feel better? I'm like, oh, this girl's good.
That's kind of good advice.
Yeah. I'm like, this girl. Yeah, you got to wait on it. You got to wait on it. Let the hands fire through.
Absolute.
Then again, Maria, that was her second time playing softball. So I don't think she had any idea what I was saying.
Bless her heart.
What do you say? Wait on it. Drive it to right field, kid. Call time. You get that outside pitch. I want you to pop
that,
it over
like,
the second.
Such old timey baseball voice.
I love it, dude.
But you know what I'm talking about. Old-timey baseball voice.
I love baseball talk. That's the best in the world. Hey, what do you say? Choke and poke, kid. You got two on it. Choke and poke.
Oy vey. That was a lot.
I heard a kid say that one time. I lost it. He said,
what is choke,
choke and poke, kid? When you got two strikes, you choke up on the bat and you poke something out of the infield.
Oh, my God.
He said that to me. I lost my shit.
That's because it's pretty funny.
The best is also this one time, this one kid got rung up on a curveball, and the coach lost it. He was like, what the hell are you doing? You're waving at a goddamn butterfly?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
That's sad.
I love that shit.
Oh, I do have something I want to say before the podcast is over.
What's up?
the ramen place that we usually go to.
Fire.
They were filming there.
What?
They were filming something.
No.
Like a show or something.
Get out.
Are we going to get outed, our favorite ramen spot?
What? Entourage 2, the movie? At Ramen Week?
We're never going to get to go again. But they were filming there.
No way, really?
Yeah, I've like felt pride in my heart.
What it looked like? I mean,
it was just like it was nighttime and there was like beaming lights. Like they were like clearly filming like a day scene.
Yeah.
And there were like a lot of trucks. And I was going to.
You film a day scene at night?
You can, because if you're inside, the light just comes through the window and it's artificial. Yeah.
So I guess they wouldn't show the, obviously, outside darkness.
I went to Chipotle because my roommate asked him me to pick him up some Chipotle. Aww. So it was like I couldn't find any parking and there were all these guys just like walking around so entitled. That's my problem with productions. Everyone walks around so entitled like they own the place. It's like, this is a street, bro. Let me drive.
Especially when you're the talent. We know that problem when you're the talent.
Yeah, we're so talented.
You own the room where you're the talent, man.
It's so weird.
It all waits on you.
Oh, Bob.
I can never do it. There's no way I could ever be a famous actor. That'd be so funny.
I think that you totally could. I think that you would freak out. I think that, like, at night you would come home and, like, tweak out for a little.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you could
do it. Do a little heroin.
Yeah.
Just call it a day, a little heroin shot.
I don't know.
No, I'd be cool. If I was the talent, I'd try to be...
I thought you were going
to
say, I'd be a good heroin addict.
You know, the thing I know about this is if I was ever like a quote-unquote famous actor, if I was ever the talent in like a show or something like that, mm-hmm. I would try so hard to be that cool, down-to-earth actor guy.
Yeah, who's like nice to everyone. Like,
hey, I'm just like you guys.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm just like you guys.
I'm just a regular person.
I
put my bra on one boob at a time like everyone else.
I think if people would get sick of it, be like, I get it, you're cool. You know? I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, no, but you don't understand. Like, I used to be you. Like, all right, well, fuck off. Relax. Take it easy. I know that would be me. All right, dude.
Those are good times.
All right, man. Well.
First ever Jackie and Bob podcast.
Do you want to close this one out?
Yeah. Are you done? Are you signing off?
I don't think I'm going to do the songs anymore.
I thought you were going to let me pick a song.
Well, all right. I'm going to have to download it, though.
No, we won't do songs.
No, 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 do it, because I still have, like, $16 worth of credit on my iTunes account.
Why does it have to be iTunes, though?
You know that song that you like? I like how we're trying to, like, play games with the audience. I was, like, taking the mic away. I'm like, hey, you know that song that you like? Drake's song? Drake's new song? Yeah, just sign up with that. I downloaded that one.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, I'll see you later. Jackie, enjoy the sign-off. Bye.
Well, just me. Just me and the Could Be The Move listeners. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in today. Bobby's running to pee. This is One Dance by Drake. See you next week.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow, make you lose control. one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.